Take 10 for Boston's 10. Take Phil and Shannon to go.
Take live streaming breaking news.
Take 10 and get your news local and live.
Download the NBC 10 Boston app today. Boston's 10, news to go.
Hey guys, quick reminder, don't miss America's number one singing competition, The Voice.
Or TV's number one drama, This Is Us.
Or the one new show everyone is buzzing about.
New Amsterdam.
You can find them all tonight on NBC.
How convenient is that?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. Excited to get my friend Frank with us from CCP Expert today. We're going to talk a little bit about merchant services. Hey, Frank, what's going on today? How are you doing?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
So cool. So, Frank, want to jump right in. What credit card company do you work for, my friend?
Actually, Kevin, I don't work for a credit card processing company, which is different than what most business owners are used to. I'm an independent agent. So that allows me the ability to, navigate through the credit card world and work with different providers that can provide the best overall product to a business.
So that definitely makes you stand out because that's not typical. Usually someone's representing
Correct.
A company, right?
Yeah, that's usually the way it works, and it, and a lot of times what happens is the processing company tries to fit each business into their cookie cutter program, and that's when it really becomes costly for the business owner.
So, Frank, one of the challenges in the credit card processing is it can be a little bit overwhelming. You know, you're always having people like, oh, let me check your rates and see what you got going on. So how do you go about helping people save money then? Because isn't the cost all the same?
Well, that's a great question. And a lot of the fees that a business owner ends up paying at the end of the month is really conducive and based on the industry that they're in, maybe the how they're processing their information and what they're doing. So the cost is all the same if everyone was all doing the same thing and they're not. So when you take a telephone order as an example and you just put in the person's credit card number and expiration date because your processing company says you don't have to put in anything else, that's right, you don't have to, but what they don't tell you is that when you don't put in the address, a zip code, and some other data, you are actually paying probably 20 to 30% more than you need to. And some of it actually comes down to educating the business owner on what they should or should not be doing, not just don't worry about it. It's all going to be the same because it's not.
Wow. So I think that's what overwhelms people, Frank, is, you know, just being human, we want, Frank, what is our rate? Just, you know, give me the rate, you know, because it's all the same. And it's really not. There's so many different things that can impact rate, right?
Yeah, and one of the quick examples I give people is processing companies work off rate. So a quick example, I said if your rate is 1.2% and you process $10,000 a month in sales, well, when you do math, that means your fees would be $120. But at the end of the month, you end up being charged $297. So that's really 2.97%. And there are lots of reasons as to why it's not the rate the processing company told you, why it will never be the rate the processing company told you, because the rate they quote you, what they don't explain, is that rate really only applies to about 5% of the total transactions that you will ever process. The other 95% is other fees. And they don't properly explain that. Business owner isn't aware of it. And the processing companies make a lot of money.
So when someone's giving me a rate, it's kind of just like a made-up number then?
Yeah. Basically, the rate is anything that the credit card processing company can convince you on is going to be your cost and what you agree to. And a lot of times business owners think that by negotiating, they got a lower cost. Well, obviously 1.1 is lower than 1.5. So your business owner's correct. They get a lower rate, but on the backside, they pay a lot more.
So I can see how business owners get frustrated with this. So, Frank, point-blank question, how do I know if I'm being overcharged then?
Well, the first thing that I would suggest to people is to do a quick math calculation of your total fees divided by your sales, and then look at what your rate is. And once you realize that what you're really paying is more than your rate, that needs to be addressed. And there are a multitude of reasons as to why and how. And basically the service that I provide to clients is explaining that to the client so they understand it, and then showing them how to go about doing that so that those overcharges don't appear anymore.
Now, Frank, one of the challenges I see is we're talking to someone like you, and, you know, you're like, hey, I want to have my merchant services checked out. I make sure I'm not paying too much. And you hear, well, give me a statement. And I'm like, no, tell me what my rate is. Because people think, well, if I give Frank or anyone else my statement, I might not get the best deal because Frank may be like, wow, you're really overpaying. So I can save you a ton of money and still make a ton of money. So why does everyone always want to see my statement? Why can't they just tell me what's going to happen?
Well, the real reason for that, and I'll give you two different examples, processing companies and myself. Processing companies will do just that. They want to see the business owner statement to find out what they're paying, go in a little bit lower, make it seem good. Business owner says yes, and the business owner is still being overcharged. However, the way the process is supposed to be working, but it's not for most processing companies, is that there are over 400 different types of MasterCard, Visa, Discover, Amex cards, cost, etc. There are two or three dozen different price structures that a processing company can use. So if I'm the person the business owner is talking to, I don't know any of that information yet. And based on the wording, the coding, the fee structure that is on the business owner statement, the correct way to do this is to A, determine that, B, then show the merchant what's called the interchange price list, which is the real cost, so the business owner gets to see exactly what the cost is. So when I ask a client to review their statement, I am at the same time giving the client the wholesale cost of every single card they could ever process. So they already have the cost up front. What I need to do now is to take their price structure and convert it into the cost so the business owner can see it. And processing companies don't reveal the cost. So
now,
that's
Frank,
why the statement should be given.
Makes sense. Now, Frank, how about contracts? You know, people are always trying to get us into a contract. Should we do that? Is there any advantage for us?
No. A, you should never do that. B, there is not an advantage to the business owner. The contract is not a guarantee of cost to you. The contract is a guarantee that you have to stay with that processing company. If not, they charge you a big fee to leave. I have over 600 clients. I don't have any contracts with my clients. They're free to go. And what I find is amazing is that processing companies have contracts. People try to get out of them. I don't have any contracts. My clients stick around.
Makes sense. Like you said, as long as you're doing a good job for them. Now, how about point-of-sale systems?
Point of sale systems are probably the trickiest component of this. It's all based on the software. Some POS systems are proprietary, meaning that if a business is using a certain type of POS system, they are locked into and kind of forced to some degree to use the POS company's in-house third-party processing company, which can over time cause those costs to go up. But there are alternatives to that. There are plenty of clients who I work with who realize that their processing fees keep going up and up and up, and they're willing to jump through a couple extra hoops to significantly lower their costs. So it can be a stumbling block, but there are options, and we can look at those.
So now, this all sounds really good, Frank. I mean, anytime you can help lower costs for business owners, it's great. Is there any type of written guarantee that, you know, if I switch over to you, that I'm going to save money? Is there any way you can do that?
Sure. Sure. That is something that I provide. And basically how that works is that for the first 3 months on a monthly basis, I am sending information to the business owner showing them this is what you were paying, this is what you paid on month one, this is what you paid on month two, this is what you paid on month three, et cetera. And before that even happens, right, I told the business owner how much they're going to save. And if any point in time it goes below that, I refund them the difference. And if they are that dissatisfied, on my dime, I put them back with their processing company. So there's no possible loss to the client.
So, Frank, one of the other things I hear a lot is somebody makes a switch. They go to a new processor, and that's the last time they ever seen you. How about the service after the sale? Talk to me about that.
Service after the sale, that is kind of what I have built my business on. I am actively involved as often as the business owner wants me involved in their component. There are some clients who want me to check in on a weekly basis, and I do so. I spend time each day driving around and stopping in on my clients to make sure things are going well. I place phone calls. I place emails. My clients have become my friends to the point where they come to my family they come to some of my family events when I have cookouts and stuff, and I go to some of theirs. So it is not sign me up, sign the piece of paper, thanks for your money, and I take off trying to find the night. Trying to find the next guy. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, so what's the negative? What haven't we talked about that people should hear before they decide to switch? Are we missing anything?
The negative is they have to work with me. I'm very hands-on, and I actually, if this is a negative, so be it, I understand, but I have had some clients say, Frank, I'm good. I don't need you to check in with me every few weeks. If there's a problem, I'll call you. So I guess the negative is that I built my reputation on this, and I make sure that everything I said would happen will, and everything I said would not happen does not. So I am actively involved. And honestly, if a company wants someone just to sign them up and go off and whatever, we probably won't be a good fit.
Sounds like that's true. So, Frank, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
Well, my website is expert.com. The website is full of information as to what drives Cs, what you can do to fix those issues that you have. It is not a click here, buy now, we have the lowest cost. That's not what the site is for. It's basically the layman who doesn't understand fees can understand and see and how, and my contact information is there, and there's a whole list of client testimonials who put information on my site because they like what's going on.
Frank, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Hey, thanks, Kev. I appreciate your time. We'll talk soon.
Yep, bye now.
Okay, bye.
Today is your day, friend.
Why? You have early payday thanks to Workers' Credit Union. You're about to be the king of the office, the grand poobah. You get your paycheck 24 hours sooner. That means faster access to your hard-earned cash and going out for lunch while your coworkers brown bag a sad PB&J. You're banking like a bigwig now, baby. Visit WCU.com for more. Workers' Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and by Mass Share Insurance Corporation.